Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hello, this is James McPoo, Real Tango.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Tune.
Hey, it's Dana Snell from The Bicycles.
This is Rishi Deer from Elphinstone.
Hello, everybody. This is Alexander Ortiz. I play in We Are Wolves.
Hey, this is Luke from Born Ruffian.
Hey, this is Matthias Kahn from The Burning Hell.
Hi, this is Jay Slasek from the Besnard Lakes, and you're listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Inman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. We are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. These charts are for the week ending Tuesday, May 7th, 2013. I'm Anthony Emmon, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, and Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
Hello, and Hello. Earshot is the national campus and community radio report, which is published every Tuesday evening at earshot-online.com. And it is the website that the program is based around, and you can find the entire national top 50, from which we'll play selections from the top 20 albums over the next 2 hours of the program. You can also find regional top 30 albums on the website, submitted by over 30-some Canadian campus and community radio stations every single week. And this includes other published charts, such as weekly genre reports, including electronic, hip-hop, jazz, international, folk, and loud, roots, blues, all kinds of stuff.
That was awesome.
You know, I lost track. There's just so many genres. You can also find monthly charts and yearly top 200 countdowns, as well as some fine features, including reviews, interviews, loads more, all kinds of stuff. Check it out, earshot-online.com.
And if you want to get in contact with us, you can do so a few ways. earshot20@gmail.com, that's our email. facebook.com/earshot20, that is our home on Facebook. And at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All great ways to reach us. And if you're a Canadian emerging band or artist, an emerging Canadian band or artist, but it's the heat.
An artist emerging Canadian.
Or band emerging artist.
It is really hot in here.
Yeah, today. It's warm. It's the heat. Muggy. That's what I'm chalking it up to. If you are a Canadian emerging band or artist, you can get in contact with us and we will throw a feature on for you. Put you on the show as well. Put you into the mix of the top 20 countdown. That's what we like to do. All right. Maybe we'll get right to it and then we'll take time to regroup and come back. I don't know what's going on today. It's a warm day. The days are getting longer. The sun is getting stronger. But that just means that I get crazier earlier in the day.
Yeah.
It's good news for the listeners, bad news for you.
I don't know that it's good news for some listeners, I guess.
If they like a little crazy
they like
into the
professionalism
mix
in their radio.
Watch out. It's going.
We're going to start with the program with a set involving number 20 down from 11, Hood Fang, and their latest album, Graves. You're going to hear a track called Wasteland. We're going to move on to a debut at number 19 this week, which is California dance punk band Chick Chick Chick, and they add disco pop grooves to their sound on their fifth album, produced by Spoon's Jim Eno. And dropping one spot at number 18 is the compilation Arts and Crafts 2003-2013, and we'll let you know what you heard from those when we return.
Before I hit play, how is 3! Chick, chick, chick.
That's what they're called. That it can be any 3 successive noises, but it's generally accepted that their band name is Chick, chick, chick. But
so it could be bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yep. You can clap your hands 3 times.
I love this band already. I can't wait to hear their music. This is great. Okay, here we go. Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
Oh,
Earshot 20. Number 19.
Friends told me she was better off at the bottom of a river than in a bed with him. He said, till you try both, you won't know what you like better. Why don't we go for a swim? Well, friends told her this and friends told her that, but friends don't choose what echoes in your head. When she got bored with all the idle chit and chat, kept thinking about what he said. I'll swim even when the water's cold, that's the one thing that I know. I'll swim even when the water's cold, that's the one thing that I know. I'll swim even when the water's cold, that's the one thing that I know. I'll swim even when the water's cold. Remember it all, but what she does, she sees clearly. She lost his number and he never called, but all she really lost was an earring. The others in a box, further she is lost. I wonder if she still hears me. God says, I'll swim even when the water's cold, that's the one thing that I know. I'll swim even when the water's cold, that's the one thing that I know. I'll swim even when the water's cold, that's the one thing that I know. I'll swim even when the water's cold. Sometimes it isn't. Do you believe in love? Then save the bullshit questions. Sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it's just how the light hits their eyes. The light hits their eyes. The light hits their eyes.
Shot 20. Number 18.
We'll be right back.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Grave Goods by Cold Specs from the Arts and Crafts 2003-2013 compilation. And that was from disc number 2, which is B-sides and unreleased tracks. So hope you dug that. Debuting at number 19 was Chick 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 from the album Thriller. You heard a track called Even When the Water's Cold. And starting off was Wasteland by Hooded Fang from their newest album Graves at number 20, down from 11.
I prefer Bleep Bleep Bleep.
That's fine.
Let's call them that for the rest.
Nope, you can.
But I like it. I like bleep or bloop. But it has to be the same, right?
That's right.
It can't be like bleep bloop chick.
No, that doesn't work. Oh. That's just silly.
Oh, because the name isn't silly enough already. All right. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. Counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. The charts are for the week ending Tuesday, May 7th, 2013. I'm Anthony Edmond, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, and we're getting right into it. We're counting down the top 20 albums. We're going to be hearing from a few of our friends coming up. Well, I don't really know if they're our friends. Yeah, they're our friends. The fact that I get to talk to them on the phone means that they're my friend. I consider
if the interview went positively, and as long as they didn't hang up on you, sure, they're your pals.
No, they didn't hang up on me.
Well,
no,
there you go.
No hang-ups, so it was good. We're going to talk to one of the band members from Burning Hell coming up. Also, our new number one. I wish I had sound effects that was like, you know, like cheers when someone, I don't know, wins. Yeah. All right. Anyway. New number one this week.
And like we're gonna hear you really gave up on that one halfway through.
Yeah, I don't. It's just not working. Just not working. And also, of course, Stephen Karlick from Exclaim will join us later on to give us the entertainment news for the week. So that's all coming up, but we'll get back into it and keep counting down the charts.
All right, new to the program at number 17 up from 34 is Phoenix and their latest called Bankrupt. Here's a track called The Real Thing.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 17. They say that you don't. You promised you well. I'll call them a number to sort out the thrill. How could I
with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 16.
Nowhere to hide. I think I'm caught this time. Of love. I'm a victim of loving you. I'm a victim of wanting you. I woke up this morning, I felt your love laying beside my soul. You told me that you love me, baby. I love you, baby. I love you so doggone much.
Victim of love. Victim of love.
Wow.
Nowhere to hide.
Ow.
Victim of love.
I'm a victim. I'm loving you, baby. I was walking on the streets the other day. You passed by and
say hello.
Ooh, baby, my heart skips a beat.
Skip a beat.
Loving you.
Ooh.
When I tell you I love you,
victim of love,
there's nowhere for me to hide no more, baby.
Victim,
you got deep
love
down in my soul. You touched my heart.
He's a victim.
He's
a victim,
baby.
He's
I'm a victim of love.
And that was the title track from Charles Bradley's latest called Victim of Love at number 16, Dan from 12, and at number 17, up from 34, you heard Phoenix from their new album Bankrupt. That was The Real Thing.
It's the Earshot 20. The Burning Hell has recently released their newest album, People. Matthias Kamm is the man behind the project that features a revolving door of band members and special guests from time to time. Matthias joins us on the line to chat about the album. Matthias, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thanks for having me.
So this album, which features 9 tracks, all describes different types of people. Where did the inspiration come from for the songs on this record?
Well, I was really inspired by a longtime collaborator of ours, Gabe Foreman. He's done all the artwork for The Burning Hell, but he's also a poet. And his most recent collection of poetry is called A Complete Encyclopedia of Different Types of People. And I was reading that on tour quite a bit a couple of years ago, and I decided to sort of try my own hand at some people stories about some folks that Gabe didn't include in his encyclopedia. So yeah, it really came from that book.
And do you find that this album differs stylistically or otherwise from your previous releases?
Yeah, it's definitely the most sort of rock or indie rock record we've ever made. There's not so much. It's a little bit more bare bones, I guess, a little bit heavier. And I played almost exclusively guitar, electric guitar on this record. which I haven't done in years. So that was a lot of fun. I left the ukulele behind for most of it.
Very cool. Now, in terms of the tracks on the album, is there a theme that you used with the different types of people that you selected to write about? Was there a theme behind that, or did you just kind of just randomly pick them?
No, I mean, the songs kind of found their titles and found the people that they were about in the process of writing. I didn't set out to write any particular songs about particular types of people. It was really sort of the other way around. Songs found their people.
I read that the band accomplished a world record playing 10 shows in 10 countries in less than 24 hours. What was that experience like?
That was incredible. It was exhausting and exhilarating and really, really wonderful and quite silly. We actually, I'm in Berlin right now, and just a couple nights ago, we had a film screening, the premiere of a short documentary made by a couple of French filmmakers. It's still sort of in production right now, but they screened it for a small audience here in Berlin. And it was pretty wild to see that exactly a year later, to see what we all looked like by the end of that 24-hour period. We looked pretty insane.
And talking about being on the road, now you're on the road touring this album. What's your favorite part about being on tour?
I like the opportunity to sort of connect and reconnect with some really wonderful audiences all over the place, especially here in Europe. We've got a really lovely following here, and it's kind of like there's elements, if you can sort of get your mind in the right state, there's elements to touring that are a lot like just like one long, very relaxed and incredibly fun social gathering that takes place over sort of vast geographic distances. And that's the zone I'm in right now. We had a wonderful show last night here in Berlin, and just, you know, getting to hang out with old friends and new friends and meeting new people and it's wonderful. It's the social dynamics of playing music is really why I do it.
Now, this might be miles away for you, but any idea as to what's next for the Burning Hell after things settle down from this release?
Yeah, well, actually, I've just recently moved to Berlin, so I'm going to be here for a year, working on my PhD research, actually, I don't want to say that I'm taking a break for a year, because I'm certainly still going to be playing lots of music, but I'm going to be sort of more, I'm going to be definitely based in here in Germany for the next little while, and I'm not really sure what the immediate future is going to bring. We'll see. There's been some talk about a Japanese tour, possibly a UK tour in the near future, but I'm going to keep my mind open and take what comes.
And people should keep their eyes peeled to the internet for all of that, because I'm sure videos and everything will pop up if you guys do decide to make your way to Japan, and that would be pretty big and pretty awesome.
Absolutely.
All right, Matthias, thanks for taking the time to chat.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
And at number 15 this week, down from number 3 the week before, here's The Burning Hell on the Earshot 20.
Number 15.
I left my apartment or the station. I bought a ticket on the train. And when I reached my destination, there were scattered clouds and a chance of rain. I looked around for a hotel. Nothing fancy, just okay. Found a door and rang the doorbell. This was the place where I would stay. I took a room and took a shower. The traveling from my skin. I watch TV for half an hour. Then I went back down again. Reception to recommend a place to go. I got directions to museums, so I went to one of stone. As they place my bag high up on the shelf, it felt cool and heavy in my hand as I held it there, and I smiled to myself. I think I'll be a travel writer and write about where I.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Icelandic Blue by This Hisses this week at number 14 is their latest album, Anhedonia, up from number 29. And falling from number 3 to number 15 was The Burning Hell. And from the album People, you heard Travel Writers.
I'm Anthony Edmond, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland. That's who was just talking, in case you're wondering. And we're about to step into another realm of the program. If you're wondering what's going on in Canadian music news, well, here you go.
It's the Earshot 20, Entertainment 411.
Stephen Karlick, senior editor from Exclaim, here with the latest music news, albums, and tracks. First up is Braids, the outfit behind the 2011 Polaris Prize-nominated album Native Speaker. The band is ready to return this fall with a second album. First single, In Kind and Amends, will be out June 11th through Flemish Eye Records in Canada. The album will come out later this fall and will move in a more electronic direction than they'd explored on Native Speaker. Speaking with Exclaim, singer Raphael Standell-Preston confirmed that, "We've totally ditched the guitars," she said. In Kind, on the record, is the only song that has guitars. Toronto outfit Diana have signed with Paper Bag and Jag Jaguar for their debut album. In Canada, it will come out on August 20th through Paper Bag, and will feature the lineup that includes Carmen L., former vocalist for Army Girls, Joseph Shabison, who's previously played smooth sax for Destroyer, Kieran Adams, and Paul Matthew. The album was co-produced by Roger Levins, who's done work with Woodhands and the Rural Alberta Advantage. The album will feature a pop sensibility that's undeniably present in the 8 songs. First single, Born Again, from one of the band's earlier EPs, showcases what the band is all about. The band is currently on tour and will hit Toronto on a summer tour. Montreal Summer Festival Oceaga has added Beck, Frank Ocean, Bob Mould, and Chaos to their 2013 lineup. The addition is a big one considering that Beck hasn't toured since he released his songbook earlier this year. The songwriter is getting ready to release a new album sometime later in 2013. Frank Ocean, meanwhile, hasn't yet played in Canada, so it will be a big deal that he's playing Oceaga this summer. Arcade Fire violinist Sarah Neufeld has finally shared the details about her solo album. Hero Brother will be out August 20th through Constellation Records and is a collection of instrumental violin compositions, occasionally fleshed out with hints of wordless vocals, harmonium, piano, and percussion. The songwriter's influences range from Bella Bartok, Steve Reich, Iva Bitova, and Arthur Russell. And the album, according to a press release, flows through shifting atmospheres and oscillates between restrained, stately ambience, emotive etudes, and raw kinetic energy. Albums out this week include Deer Hunter's new one, Monomania. The Atlanta, Georgia outfit recorded in Brooklyn, New York's Rare Book Studio, and the result is their rawest recording since their debut. The band describe it as a nocturnal garage record. It's volatile, yet also strangely Deer Hunter's most coherent release yet, consciously exploring their vast spectrum of influences while venturing deeper into Cox's psyche. Also out this week is Jim Guthrie's latest. It's his first album in almost a decade, not that he hasn't been busy with other bands like Royal City, Islands, and Human Highway, but in the 10 years since he's released an album, he's become something of a hot commodity. With Takes Time, the Toronto-based Guelph-bred multi-instrumentalist has created a masterwork of stately, intelligent pop, at once gleefully anachronistic and deeply satisfying. It's out now on Static Clang Records. For more of the latest music news, albums, and tracks, visit exclaim.ca. Our song pick of the week is Sarah Neufeld's mesmerizing cyclical composition, Hero Brother, the title track from her forthcoming LP.
Earshot 20. Extra. The other.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Hero Brother by Sarah Neufeld.
Yeah, Stephen Karlick's Pick of the Week. Thanks to Stephen for joining us on the program, giving us our entertainment news. And remember, you can go to exclaim.ca for all the latest news on events, music, all that stuff. So head on over there. And also, big thanks to Matthias Kalm from the Burning Hell for joining us on the program.
All right, we're going to jump into the final set of the first hour, which is going to feature Iron and Wine up from 45 to number 13 as their latest album, Ghost on Ghost. And here's a track called Singers and the Endless Song.
Stay tuned, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 13.
Into the fire, we told them all about the tug of war. Gonna tell them about the seed and the shovel, about the prison and the promised land. Gonna tell them about the dream of the devil, about the hurting and the healing hand that had. Sins of the father, about the junkie and the jubilee. Gonna tell them about the roots in the water, about the killing in the quiet night of trees. Cause the music never lasts too long, for the summer.
arms around another and told him what was worth a pile of beans. Gonna tell him about the call of the ocean, about the singers and the endless song. Gonna tell him about the body and the motion, and how the music never lasts too long, too long.
We're never done.
touchdown on a rainy day. Part-time love is the life for a living. We're never done.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 11.
Adventure in the morning.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Adventure in the Hearth by Shotgun Jimmy at number 11 this week, down two spots from his album Everything Everything. Back on the program at number 12, up from 27, is James Blake. And from the album Overgrown, you heard Light Round Here and Singers and the Endless Song by Iron and Wine. This week at number 13, up from 45, is the new album Ghost on Ghost.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond. Brian Cleveland joins me in studio. That is the first 10 of the countdown, and when we come back, we'll give you the top 10. But first, we should tell you a little bit about the program, and that is we broadcast live and record out of St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, that is 3 to 5 Eastern, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many partner stations across Canada. And Brian's going to run down a few of those stations right now, as he does every once in a while.
All right, you might be hearing us on Bay of Islands Radio in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland. In Winnipeg, Manitoba, you might be hearing us on UMFM or CKUW. CHLY Nanaimo BC in Halifax, Nova Scotia, CKDU, CFBX DX 92.5 in Kamloops, BC, CFUV at Victoria, BC, CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick. Up the road from us at CHSR Fredericton, New Brunswick on the UMB Fredericton campus, CIELU in Thunder Bay, Ontario, CJSF in Burnaby, BC, Quartz Community Radio, CKTZ 89.5 in Mason's Landing, BC, Caper Radio in Sydney, Nova Scotia, and Kootenai Co-op Radio.
You could also be hearing us on radioforall.net. That's radio number 4all.net. If you're a faithful listener of the show there, or through the podcast on iTunes, you can podcast the show. iTunes, just search Earshot 20. But no matter how you're listening to us, thank you very much for tuning in. And like I said, We will have more when we return. A big thanks to Matthias Kahn from The Burning Hell for joining us on the program this hour, and also to Stephen Karlick for his music news this week. When we return, the top 10, plus we'll be talking with one of the band members from our new number one. Won't tell you who that is, but it's a big move.
Yeah, stay tuned.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.